This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, I'm happy to tell you that Team Pennsylvania was very happy with the fishing trip we went on with them, and they had a big fish fry and even had enough fillets to pack on the plane. They're probably listening to us right now as they're headed to the airport to go back to Pennsylvania, and they vow to come back again next year.
Well, that's good news, Don. We always like to hear that our clients have a good time. If they are listening, you know, fresh fried fish is good for breakfast, too.
Absolutely, it's good for breakfast. Well, Mike, the next day you went on the Mission 22 trip. You might want to explain what that was all about and how that trip went, because we had a great mixed catch of freshwater cats and some speckled trout, a redfish or two, and I think we caught three or four flounders on our boat, and then the other boat probably did just as well.
Yeah, that's been the normal catch this year so far, mainly speckled trout, but those other species as well. I tell you, Don, the guys from the North Shore Home Builders Association stepped up and got three boats this year. So we had three groups go out. We had the Home Builders Association had a boat. The guys from Abita Lumber also got a boat. And then two local home builders went in together on a boat. That's Kenny Adams and Donnie Jenkins. And their respective companies are Jenkins Homes and Integrity Builders. So those guys stepped up. We had, like I said, three boats go out. I'm sure we came back with over 100 fish on the tables, and we raised $3,975 for Mission 22. And for those of you not familiar with Mission 22, Mission 22 helps our veterans in the fight against veteran suicide. They're a very good organization. 100% of the proceeds goes directly to the veterans. So we are very we're very honored to be able to support Mission 22, along with the support that we received from the Home Builders Association, all in honor of our fallen hero, Sam Barbera.
And the Bayou Wild Show featuring Mission 22 and honoring Sam is airing this week for people that want to find out more details about it. It's a great program. It's a win-win-win for everybody, and thanks for putting that together, Mike. You do a great job. But now let's talk about how we caught those fish and how you guys caught them. Basically, we were using a drop shot with live shrimp. You and I fished a little bit of plastic, and that worked too. How did y'all catch the fish on the Mission 22 trip?
That's been our pattern so far this whole spring, the live shrimp on a drop shot. See if you can get the fish started. And if you are able to get them started, get some sort of a pattern put together, usually you can filter in some artificials, and it makes your shrimp last longer, makes a little less work on the captain baiting hooks.
Got it. Well, what you doing today, and unfortunately, what's going to happen tomorrow? Big change. Whatever you tell them today is going to be totally different tomorrow.
Right. I have my Texas group in. They were in yesterday, and they fished in Lake Pontchartrain and did the same things that we just spoke of. So today we're going to change it up a little bit and head to the Biloxi Marsh and see if we can put some redfish in the boat. There's going to be some boats up and down the bridges. Looks like plastic is going to be the way to go. I'm hearing there's no live shrimp at any of the local marinas. I would suggest that you fish shrimp imitations or pogie imitations as far as your plastic selections. Light colors, you know, white or Glow worked for us. We use those lighter colors. And, you know, if you stick and move along the bridges, there's some nice trout out there. I don't know if you'll get into as good a bite as you do when you see when you're fishing with live shrimp, but like you said, we caught them on the plastics Monday. I caught them on plastics yesterday. So they're there, and they'll still hit the plastics. It just may take a little more work.
Mike, what happens when everybody's out of shrimp? Is it because there's one supplier, and when that supplier doesn't come through, none of the bait shops have bait? And in lieu of that, not having live bait, would a drop shot with dead shrimp be effective at all, or would you prefer people to throw the plastics?
Well, I don't have an excuse for why we don't have live shrimp. Normally, if we have three or four bad days of weather, on the fifth day, we don't have live shrimp, and that's just because the shrimpers haven't been able to get out and get the shrimp. We had pretty good weather all week. I don't know if they only caught enough to supply the marinas further down south around Empire, because our shrimp are generally coming from further down south around the Empire area. So I don't know why, but yesterday was a scramble to get some. The marinas ran out pretty early, and today they didn't have any at the local marinas. As far as the drop shot, fresh market bait would work on the drum, the sheephead, the redfish, and the flounder. So it's certainly not out of the question that you know, just have to stay home because there's no live bait. The plastics are more productive with the speckled trout, and on occasion you can catch speckled trout on some dead shrimp as well. Those freshwater catfish will eat the dead shrimp easily. So there's still plenty of options if you want to get out. Today's the day to do it because tomorrow is looking like it might be wet.
Absolutely. Great advice. Some really good tips, Mike. Have a safe trip across Lake Bourne. If somebody wants to find you, you're easy to find. My website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Mike's site, AAofLA.com. And give him that telephone number, Mike.
Telephone number, 985-781-7811.
All right. Tell the Texas boys hello and say goodbye to the Pennsylvania team, and we'll see you next week.
All righty. We hope to see the Pennsylvania team back soon, and we're going to see if we can catch some redfish.
All right, go get them. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.